It's Thursday, the 18th of June, day 89. There's a lot of wishful thinking around at the moment. In the New York Times this morning, there was a piece asking whether Trump really didn't want to win in November. The gist of it was that he's behaving in ways that seem almost calculated to lose him support. And so perhaps he wants out. His staff have been warning him, so the article says, that he's on a path to defeat in November if he continued his incendiary behaviour on Twitter. But apparently he pushed back against this, saying, "I have to be myself." Well, that at least is indubitably true, possibly the only true thing he's ever said. He has nobody else to be except his narcissistic self. Maybe what's wrong with him at the moment is that he's missing the adrenaline surge he gets from those massive rallies he used to hold in aircraft hangars. Those Nuremberg-style conventions don't mix well with social distancing rules. And maybe there won't even be a Republican convention either. Another line of wishful thinking comes from the observation that Trump isn't enjoying the job. Apparently he wakes early and spends the first few hours of every day watching cable TV and Fox News in his private quarters, rarely arriving in the Oval Office until coffee time. If that is indeed the case, then he makes Ronald Reagan look like a workaholic. Reagan took a nap every afternoon, a practice of which I wholeheartedly approve, by the way. But eventually the news got out that the so-called leader of the so-called free world was out for the count every afternoon, a fact that gave the Soviet leadership a window of opportunity and was therefore a national security risk. True to form, Reagan dealt with the crisis with consummate skill. At his next press conference, he brought it up. "People have been complaining," he said, "that I like to have a nap. And it's true, I do. But here's the thing. They say hard work never killed anyone. But I figure, why take the chance?" Poof! The bubble of media indignation burst. I'm sure that Trump hates the actual business of being president for the same reason that Boris Johnson has discovered that he doesn't much enjoy being prime minister either. Prior to arriving at high office, neither man had ever done a day's work in their lives. Johnson was able to wing it when he was mayor of London. He did the jokes and the speeches and the zip-wire tricks, while his subordinates did the actual work. But it turns out that doesn't work in Downing Street, especially in the middle of a badly handled pandemic. In late 2016, heading into November, there was also an outbreak of wishful thinking about Trump in parts of the American media. It was said that he had actually never intended to be president and didn't think he would win. What he was doing, these optimists said, was building a base for a new national TV network, Trump TV, if you will. Campaigning for president was giving him incalculable amounts of free publicity. Someone estimated that he would have had to pay $2 billion to get the kind of TV coverage he was getting every day. And then, he reckoned, when Hillary won, it would be payday. Fox News and cable TV would be toast, and Trump TV would rule the airwaves, not to mention the advertising budgets. This theory that Trump never thought he would win was corroborated by insider accounts of the night of the election, and the stunned shock in the Trump camp at the realization that this caper had collided with an unexpected reality. And it was further corroborated by his furious reluctance to take transition planning seriously, a point vividly made by Michael Lewis in his fine book, The Five Risks, about the damage that Trump's reluctance to assume responsibility inflicted on the US administrative state. I'm afraid I'm deeply, superstitiously almost, suspicious of this wishful thinking about Trump's lack of a will to win in November. Even if he does lose, I bet he won't accept the result. I'll only believe this nightmare is finally over if he walks out of the White House on January 20th, 2021, and hands over to Biden. And if he doesn't, I wonder what part of the venerable US Constitution will sort that one out.